first-person singular. Views expressed are those of the writer. Steve Blitch talks about this day in America.
As we pause to observe our National Independence Day, it's appropriate to question what America stands for, as our forefathers did so many years ago. We witnessed a profound and troubling change in the fabric of our society. While many of us enjoyed the blue wave of recent times, and with it the promise of more diverse and inclusive national community, the depth of that political coloration is fading amid a rising tide of conservatism that threatens to extinguish a woman's right to make decisions about her body and works to enhance the already overbroad right of gun ownership. And yes, progressives must shoulder a portion of the blame. It remains a constant that the only thing necessary for evil to rise is that good people stand by and do nothing. And while I do not contend that we have done nothing or that conservatism is innately evil, the choices progressives have made in leadership and policy have done little to stem the tide. The rise of conservatism in the 1990s was fueled by opposition to abortion, support for traditional family values, and opposition to LGBT rights. In the America of today, the past seems purely prologue. Still, my hopes, my dreams remain bright and robust and irreducible. Independence Day does that for me, and the joy in that celebration, despite the darkening tenor of our times, will never be less than full.
Steve Plage is a Santa Cruz resident and Independence Day celebrant. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.